The benefits of holding the vows. The benefits. Some, according to Shakyamuni, the positive potential merit of doing any constructive action increases. Number two, we are supported by the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Number three, we have many more conducive circumstances for Dharma practice and fewer distractions. Number four, we are able to recognize our disturbing attitudes more clearly and counteract them because the vows act as a magnifying glass. We overcome our bad habits and unproductive behavior. We create a safe place. No one who comes in contact with us need to be afraid of us harming them. When people come near Sangha, when people come near monks and nuns and vow holders, tantrikas, when people come near monks, nuns, tantrikas, and vow holders, tantrikas, monks, and nuns must create a safe haven for people. We must never cheat people. We must never lie. We must never bluff. We must never say something we don't mean. We must not cover and be covert. We must not have malintention or negative, motivation. We should never cover our faults. We should never make people think deeper that what we say and do is true or not true. So a tantrika, a monk, a nun, a vow holder must create a safe haven, a safe environment for people who are near us. Whether they work with us, whether they meditate with us, whether they practice with us, we must create a safe haven. What is that? That when they come near us, they feel loved. They feel cared. There's no ill motive. There is no ill intent. There is no slight deception in any way. There is no type of harm. That when they come near a tantrika, when they come near a sangha, they don't ever think that tantrika or sangha are playing mind games or hiding or avoiding or just covering. A tantrika or a sangha or a vow holder must create an environment that is safe so that people who come to them may relax, may let their guard down, may feel comfortable, and may feel they're out of the rat race with the time they're with you. So sangha and tantrikas must develop an air of generosity, effort, patience, sincerity, learning the Dharma, teaching the Dharma, being very generous in material aid, material help, and whatever they say must be the truth and not covering some attachments. Tantrikas and monks and nuns and vow holders must create an environment that people cannot find anywhere else. And then they will gain faith in the Dharma. And then they will receive blessings by your vows. So if you are saying things that you don't mean, or you're covering, or you don't push yourself, or you break your commitments, or you always fail, you don't create a safe environment for others. Then you bring the Dharma down. So hence, when we come near a monk and a nun and a vow holder, we must believe whatever they say is the truth. We must understand they're very generous. We must feel they always care. We must feel that they don't play mind games and cover. We must feel that we can be ourselves with them, that they won't judge us, that they won't hurt us or cheat us or take. We must have that feeling. So therefore, taking the vows helps us to create that type of person. When that person is created, the Dharma grows. Why? Then more Sangha, more safety. More Sangha, more confidence. More Sangha, we can relax more. That is the responsibility of the Sangha, the responsibility of the Tantrikas. The responsibility of the non-Sangha, the lay people, is to respect the Sangha because they create this safe haven by their incredible mental effort and their incredible sacrifice. So therefore, that's very, very important. That's how when you have more monks and nuns, the Dharma will grow. That's what Buddha says. Wherever there are four or more ordained people, that area, the Dharma will flourish. That is said by Lord Buddha himself. Hence, we must create that kind of safety for others. And when people come to us, they can let it all go. They can be themselves. So, every Dharma teacher, every Sangha, every Tantrika must immediately develop that type of mind, immediately develop that type of energy, immediately develop that type of environment for every single person who comes near you, that when they come near you, they feel safe, and they feel assured, and they know that they are loved, and they know that they are cared for, and they know they are looked at for who they are, and that they are not going to be cheated or lied to, and that the Sangha and vow holders and Tantrikas must have a type of mind that is patient and broad-minded, free of pretense and guile, free of hypocrisy. We must generate that for everyone. So taking on the monk or nun vows is a very wonderful practice to make the Dharma grow. Because when we feel good around these people and we feel real, we'll think why, we'll practice the Dharma. So that vow came from what? That vow came from Buddha Shakyamuni. So if you break your vow, you are not only, you're breaking your samaya with your guru is one thing, you break your samaya with Buddha directly. That is what it says. All right? Now, we create a safe place. No one who comes in contact with us needs to be afraid of our harming them. Number 7, we establish firm foundation for the cultivation of bodhicitta, the higher trainings of concentration, wisdom, and tantra. Number 8, we create the causes to be a monastic at the time of Maitreya Buddha. That means, by taking vows of a monk or nun at this time, during the time of Shakyamuni, in the future, when Maitreya Buddha emanates and takes form into our world, we will be born as a monk or nun, receiving vows at that time and receiving teachings. So we will become a monastic or a monk or nun during Maitreya Buddha's time. And what's the benefit? The benefit is we will not be distracted by a householder's life, a layperson's life, and waste time. We can immediately practice and propagate and help and assist Lord Maitreya. So it has these 8 great benefits of taking vows at this time. So therefore, in our center, we must nurture taking vows. We must encourage, and we should never make jokes and say, "Oh, I can't be a monk. Oh, I can't be a nun. Oh, I cannot take a vow. No, cannot." We should never make jokes. Do you know why? Then you're joking about Buddha's system. And Buddha's system isn't to be joked about, not because you'll be punished, because everything Buddha has made is to 100% benefit others. 100. That's the reasoning. Now, the first set of vows is upasaka. That's what we're going to do today. The second vow will be Rabjumma, female. That will be done in the monastery. The third set of vows will be Getsun or Getsuma, monastery. The fourth set will be Bhikshu or Bhikshuni in the monastery. So today is the first of the 4 steps, and that's wonderful. That's why the first step, we're still in lay clothes, but white and getting ready. So therefore, we should be very, very happy. That is a very short and concise and easy explanation of what we're going to do today and what we're going to do in the future in TKL, because I will have a merit-making monk and nun program, meaning to have people take monkhood and nunhood for 1 month. Within the Tibetan tradition, there is no such thing, because when you take a vow, you don't think, I take it short-term, you have to take it full-time. And there's vows here to take a monk vow. Okay, let me read you some of the restrictions, okay? Before you take monk and nun vows, the abbot must ask you this. If you say no, 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 you can go on. If one of them is yes, you cannot go on. Example. Are you a thief or a spy? If you say no, can go on. Are you a heretic or schismatic? No, you can go on. Are you under 15 years of age? No, you can go on. Under 15, you cannot. Are you in financial debt? Question number 6. The abbot will ask you, are you in financial debt? No. Some people become a monk because they're running away from financial debt. Actually, they're not a monk. Cannot take monkhood. Do you have your parents' permission? In Mama Jenny's case, we're going to have to go to the graveyard. If your parents live more than their travel distance of 7 days, you may not require their permission. Do you have any physical or mental disabilities that would interfere with monastic life, study, and meditation? Let's make it simple. Are you retarded? No. No offense. Okay, mentally challenged. That's the new word. Are you a hermaphrodite? No. Because hermaphrodites would create havoc in the monastery. Are you a eunuch? No. Are you a spirit? For some of you, yes. Have you killed your mother? No. Have you killed your father? No. Have you killed an arhat? No. Have you created schism in the Sangha? If it's yes, you cannot become a monk or a nun. Are you crippled, missing any limbs? Are you a royal servant of the government? Do you have permission? Are you a wrongdoer? Have you had your sex changed more than 3 times? You are not a woman posing as a man, and you are not a man posing as a woman? No. In our case, a lot of yeses. Are you a tyrant? I got ordained before I became a tyrant. Those are some questions the abbot will ask you, and it must be all no. All 42 questions must be no, or you will not be allowed to take vows. Why? Then it can damage your practice. I won't go into detail today. Before our Anila goes to Ganden, I will give an explanation of the Rabjumba and Getsul vows, or the novice vows. I'll give an explanation, which is 36. So I won't give it today. It's not necessary. Why do I need to give an explanation? Because our Ani must understand what she's going to Ganden for, because they'll all be in Tibetan. She'll know what she's taking a vow about, and all of you will know what is going on. This is an education. It's very interesting. It's very holy. And by the way, this is a 2,500-year-old ceremony. It's not something made up in Tibet. And this original lineage didn't come from Tibet. It came from India. It came from Lord Buddha himself. And it's been passed down unbroken. Hence, there are still monks and nuns. Okay? That is the explanation of the questions you are asked, the 4 sets of vows, the procedures, the motivation behind the vows, and why. As simple as that. Now we may proceed. We make 3 prostrations to the vow holder. We make offerings and sincere requests. Please bestow upon me the layman's vows today on the path to Sanghahood. We should think like that. What is your request? Give me. Please give me. The vows of a lay woman.
The vows of a lay woman.
Please give me.
Please give me.
The vows of a lay woman.
The vows of a lay.
Please give me.
Please give me.
The vows of a lay woman.
The vows of a lay woman.
So that I may enter the Sangha.
So that I may enter the Sangha.
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 Oh. Using skillful means drawn by the force of compassion. You don't have to keep in the tissue. Later it'll be consecrated, put in a stupa. Yeah. Good, thank you. Jason Dojin Dajin May, Dada Sanjin Tanjin Dabang Kaji Tu, Jeva Zeta Song, Jilin Lan, Jilin Le, Debe Modru Mala Fata Ju, So. Yeah. Not change. And then come back.